Hey there, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine. I'm your host. And today is Monday, February 12th. And I know that on Friday I said that I was going to be recording with Jeremiah, but he got some bad news. A friend's mom passed away today. So he was headed over there to help out in whatever way he could. So I don't know who this is. I have no idea, but we will pray for that family. I don't know all the details or whatever, so we'll figure it out later when we get to record again together, but not today. And that's okay. That's all right, as long as we get to read God's Word. So today is episode 112.2, and we are in chapter 15 in 2 Samuel. I found a verse for the verse of the day today in this reading, which I think is, I think it's applicable to any, you know, everyday life, I think. It spoke to me, and so hopefully it'll speak to you as well. So I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then give you your verse of the day, and then we'll read. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, holy and mighty God, we come to you with hearts of thanksgiving. We come with our hands lifted up and we praise you. We praise your holy name and we exalt you. You are the one and only God. And we are grateful that you are a heavenly Father and that you are watching over us every day. You know the numbers of hair on our heads. You know our names. We are thankful that you know each and every one of us. And so, Lord, we just want to just say thank you. We are thankful for the sacrifice of your son Jesus on the cross. It is his blood that covers our sins, and we're grateful that he was obedient to you and that we receive the gift of salvation and everlasting life because of him. So thank you. I'm thankful for those who are out there, who are listening. I pray blessings over them, their families, their finances, their health, relationships, whatever it is, whatever their needs are, Lord, I ask you to watch over them and take care of them. And I pray over our own families and friends. Of course, I'm lifting up Jeremiah's friend whose mom passed today. I don't know if it was sudden or if it was a long-term illness. I have no idea. But we'd want to lift up that family to you. We pray for comfort and peace that can only come through you and through Jesus Christ. Comfort them. And I hope and pray that his mom is, if it was a long-term illness, I pray that she's out of misery. And now she's hopefully dancing in heaven with you. So I pray over each one of them and their family. Just address their needs, Lord, because you know what they need. Lord, I ask you to bless this ministry and guide and direct Jeremiah and I as we want to get your word out into the world. And I pray that it is getting out there. I don't know who's listening. I don't know who's out there watching. I don't even know what day or time of year it might be that they may have found this particular website, this podcast, but I hope it's speaking to people. And if it is your will, I pray that it will grow and continue to grow in whatever capacity that you want it to happen. It might only be one person it's supposed to meet to find. I have no idea what this is all about, but you do. So I just ask for direction and guidance for both Jeremiah and I. Lord, your word is precious to us, and we're so thankful that you gave it to us. It is a manual for life. Everything we need is in this book, if we could just read it and study it. And the more you read, the more you get to know you. So I just ask you to come into this time in your word, bless it, anoint it, and reveal to us what it is that you want us to understand from this reading. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so today's Bible verse is 2 Samuel chapter 15, and it is part of verse 25. If the Lord sees fit, David said, he will bring me back to see the ark and the tabernacle again. But if he is through with me, then let him do what seems best to him. That kind of falls in line with what I was praying about today. Whatever God's will is, we lift it up to him, whatever he wants. You know, we should pray for his will to be done. We want to be doing what he wants us to be doing. And David was being obedient, trying to do the right thing. In this particular instance, he was putting the Ark of God back into the city of Jerusalem. We always should be praying, you know, your will be done. And I think that when we do that, God blesses us. And I think he blesses us with what we actually need or want. So, I'm not a Bible scholar, but that's what that read to me. And maybe there's more to it. Maybe it's more in depth. If anybody has more insight on it, feel free to message me. I'll be happy to hear from you. But that's the Bible verse of today. So, we are going to read 2 Samuel chapter 15. This is about Absalom's rebellion. I cannot imagine. I mean, kids rebel, but not to this, I don't think to this level. This is pretty bad, I think. So this is episode 112.2. After this, Absalom brought a chariot and horses, and he hired 50 bodyguards to run ahead of him. He got up early every morning and went out to the gate of the city. When people brought a case to the king for judgment, Absalom would ask where in Israel they were from, and they would tell him their tribe. Then Absalom would say, you've really got a strong case here. It's too bad the king doesn't have anyone to hear it. I wish I were the judge. Then everyone could bring their cases to me for judgment, and I would give them justice. When people tried to bow before him, Absalom wouldn't let them. Instead, he took them by the hand and kissed them. Absalom did this with everyone who came to the king for judgment. And so he stole the hearts of all the people of Israel. Stole. After 4 years, Absalom said to the king, let me go to Hebron to offer a sacrifice to the Lord and fulfill a vow I made to him. For while your servant was at Geshur in Aram, I promised to sacrifice to the Lord in Hebron if he would bring me back to Jerusalem. All right, the king told him, go and fulfill your vow. So Absalom went to Hebron, but while he was there, he sent secret messengers to all the tribes of Israel to stir up a rebellion against the king. As soon as you hear the ram's horn, his message read, you are to say, Absalom has been crowned king in Hebron. He took 200 men from Jerusalem with him as guests, but they knew nothing of his intentions. While Absalom was offering the sacrifices, he sent for Ahithophel, one of David's counselors who lived in Giloh. So many others also joined Absalom, and the conspiracy gained momentum. David escapes from Jerusalem. A messenger soon arrived in Jerusalem to tell David. Sorry about that. Those are my dogs barking downstairs. So I'm going to start over this section. David escapes from Jerusalem. A messenger soon arrived in Jerusalem to tell David, all Israel has joined Absalom in a conspiracy against you. Then we must flee at once, or it will be too late. David urged his men, hurry, if we get out of the city before Absalom arrives, both we and the city of Jerusalem will be spared from disaster. We are with you, his advisors replied. Do what you think is best. So the king and all his household set out at once. He left no one behind except 10 of his concubines to look after the palace. The king and all his people set out on foot, pausing at the last house to let all the king's men move past to lead the way. There were 600 men from Gath who had come with David, along with the king's bodyguard. Then the king turned and said to Ittai, a leader of the men from Gath, "Why are you coming with us? Go on back to King Absalom, for you are a guest in Israel, a foreigner in exile. You arrived only recently, and should I force you today to wander with us? I don't even know where we will go. Go on back and take your kinsmen with you, and may the Lord show you his unfailing love and faithfulness." But Ittai said to the king, "I vow by the Lord and by your own life that I will go wherever my lord the king goes, no matter what happens, whether it means life or death." David replied, "All right, come with us." So Ittai and all his men and their families went along. Everyone cried loudly as the king and his followers passed by. They crossed the Kidron Valley and then went out toward the wilderness. Zadok and all the Levites also came along, carrying the Ark of the Covenant of God. They set down the Ark of God, and Abiathar offered sacrifices until everyone had passed out of the city. Then the king instructed Zadok to take the Ark of God back into the city. "If the Lord sees fit," David said, "he will bring me back to see the Ark and the tabernacle again. But if he is through with me, then let him do what seems best to him." The king also told Zadok the priest, "Look, here is my plan. You and Abiathar should return quietly to the city with your son Ahimaaz and Abiathar's son Jonathan. I will stop at the shallows of the Jordan River and wait there for a report from you." So Zadok and Abiathar took the Ark of God back to the city and stayed there. David walked up the road to the Mount of Olives, weeping as he went. His head was covered and his feet were bare as a sign of mourning. And the people who were with him covered their heads and wept as they climbed the hill. When someone told David that his advisor Ahithophel was now backing Absalom, David prayed, "O Lord, let Ahithophel give Absalom foolish advice." When David reached the summit of the Mount of Olives, where people worship God, Hushai the Archite was waiting there for him. Hushai had torn his clothing and put dirt on his head as a sign of mourning. But David told him, "If you go with me, you will only be a burden. Return to Jerusalem and tell Absalom, I will now be your advisor, O king, just as I was your father's advisor in the past. Then you can frustrate and counter Ahithophel's advice. Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, will be there. Tell them about the plans being made in the king's palace. And they will send their sons Ahimaaz and Jonathan to tell me what is going on." So David's friend Hushai returned to Jerusalem, getting there just as Absalom was arriving, or just as Absalom arrived. Okay, so I highlighted a little bit. Of course, starting out with Absalom, he's back with David in Jerusalem, and he decides he gets these bodyguards. So he's hired the bodyguards. They're working for him. That's part of his thing. He's got a plan. He gets up early in the morning and he meets the people as they're coming in who are bringing in cases of judgment for the king. Absalom asks where they come from and they tell them which tribe they're from. And then he's blocking them, basically. That's the way I'm looking at this. He's blocking them from getting to the king. And so he starts pouring it thick on, "I wish I were the judge. Then everyone could bring their cases to me for judgment and I would give them justice." And then when they want to bow before him, he doesn't let them. Instead, he takes them and by the hand and kisses them. So Absalom is like, stealing literally. So he stole the hearts of all the people of Israel. He's a thief, is what he's doing. He's trying to steal the crown. He's trying to, take over as king. So then he asks David if he can go to, to Hebron and make a sacrifice, which he promised he would do. So, of course, David says, go ahead. So Absalom goes to Hebron, but while he was there, he sent secret messengers to all the tribes of Israel to stir up a rebellion against the king. And then while Absalom is offering the sacrifices, he sends for Ahithophel, one of, we've heard, Ahithophel is now going to be his advisor. And many joined Absalom in the conspiracy, gained momentum. So then a messenger comes back and tells David, what Absalom's up to. And so, David wants to flee the city because he doesn't want everybody to suffer for this. So he takes his entire household except for 10 concubines out. Then the king turned and says to Ittai, as they're on their march out of the city, he says to Ittai, the man from Gath, I don't know exactly what part he plays in all this, but Ittai ends up, giving his allegiance to David, basically. David's saying, go back, you don't want to go with us because I don't even know where we're going to end up. And of course, he says to the king, I vow by the Lord and by your own life that I will go wherever my lord the king goes, no matter what happens, whether it means life or death. So he's standing by David. So David, they crossed the Kidron Valley and they went out toward the wilderness. Zadok and all the Levites also came along and they bring the Ark of the Covenant. And Abiathar offers sacrifices until everyone has passed. And after everybody's passed, he gives the instructions to bring the Ark back into Jerusalem. And of course, David's saying, if the Lord sees it fit, if it's his will, I will, be back and I will see the Ark and the tabernacle again. But if he's done with me, he's done with me, and he'll do whatever he feels is best. So again, David's still a man after God's own heart. David is walking up the road to the Mount of Olives, weeping as he went. I can only just think of, Mount of Olives. That's where Jesus was praying, in the Mount of Olives, if I think. And he was weeping as well. A couple of parallels here. Someone told David that his advisor, Ahithophel, is now backing Absalom. And of course he prays, Lord, let Ahithophel give Absalom bad advice, foolish advice. Hushai the Archite was waiting for David at the top of the Mount of Olives. And David tells him, if you go with me, you will only be a burden. I don't know what that means. Return to Jerusalem and tell Absalom I will now be your advisor. So he's starting to formulate a plan here of how he's going to, get Absalom, I think. And it's going to be through his advisors. They're going to be given bad advice from different sides, I think. I don't know. We'll see. So return to Jerusalem and tell Absalom I will now be your advisor, O king, just as I was your father's advisor in the past. Then you can frustrate and counter Ahithophel's advice. So David's friend Hushai returned to Jerusalem, getting there just as Absalom arrived. So this is going to be a good bit of history here, I think. That's it for today's reading. Basically what I got out of this is, continue to be obedient to God and be in his will and pray about all things that you, decisions you're going to make. Pray about it before you go diving in. That's my take on, this. So that's it for today. But as always, I will give anybody and everybody who's out there who may have found this website, this podcast, if you feel like God is calling you, if you feel like today is your day that you want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, then today's your day, because every day I say this prayer I never want anybody leaving this reading without that opportunity. And I mean, you can do it on your own. You don't have to do it with me. It's your own heart, and it's your own, you know, I lead the prayer just so that you know that there is an opportunity always to receive Christ. And I don't ever want anybody to leave this podcast not having that opportunity. So with that said, I am going to go ahead and pray, and I hope that you make this your day, that you get saved. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son Jesus on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations and welcome into the adopted family of Jesus Christ. You are now a brother or sister in Christ. And today's a day to celebrate. There's somebody out there who's been praying for you. I would tell them, because then they can really celebrate. I mean, the angels in heaven, every time somebody turns their life over for Jesus, I believe they are having a celebration up there. So mark it in your Bible for today's reading that today was your day. And again, I keep saying this, I don't know what day or time or what year it is that you might happen to be listening to this, but mark it down. Mark it in your phone, on a wall calendar, whatever, but make sure that it's a day to celebrate every year. We also encourage you to get to a church or a pastor. They will answer your questions and get involved. There's so many opportunities to use the gifts that God gives you. And getting involved with your church is huge. You can work in a ministry, volunteer, mission work. There's tons of opportunities in order for you to get involved. And start a Bible study if you want to. But don't sit on the sidelines. You got to get in and you got to start working for the kingdom. So, and we'd love to hear from you. If you did happen to say the prayer today, we would love to hear from you. You can email either myself or Jeremiah, Lorraine at leapoffaithpodcast.org or Jeremiah at leapoffaithpodcast.org. You can message us on Facebook or Instagram, or I think you can leave little comments on any of the platforms. I don't know how those other platforms work, but get a hold of us, because we would love to hear from you. We can pray for you if you have special prayers that you need. You know, we're a small ministry, but we do like to keep up with people, and we have prayed for those in the past. So that's it, I think, for today. So again, I don't know what time it is, morning, noon, night. I have no idea. It could be today, tomorrow, next year, 2 years from now, whatever it is, but I'm just glad that you were able to join me in yet another day of reading God's Word. So God bless you. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow, maybe with or without Jeremiah. I don't know, but we're just going with it. So God bless you, and we'll see you then.